Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Rajya Sabha today resumed the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Participating in the discussion, Shiva Sena MP Milind Deora said, "During this very politically and economically tumultuous time, India stands alone as a rare island of macroeconomic growth and stability." Surendra Singh Nagar of BJP said, "The budget prioritizes increasing economic growth rate, fulfilling people's expectations, and to ensure that in the social sector, all schemes reach the people." Kanimoy of DMK termed the budget as anti-poor, saying it is detached from the country's economic realities. Lok Sabha has also taken up discussion on the Union Budget. Taking part in the discussion, Aparajita Sarangi of BJP lauded the government for signing the free trade agreements with several countries, saying that India has shown its ability to cleverly navigate in a different changing world order. Earlier initiating the discussion, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor criticized the budget, saying that government spending has reduced and tax receipts have remained flat. The opposition has given a notice of no confidence motion against Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. Lok Sabha sources said opposition has submitted the notice to the Secretary General of the Lok Sabha. Sources added that the notice will be examined and processed as per rules. Opposition parties including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, RJD and left parties have signed the notice submitted to the Secretary General. However, TMC has not signed it. Talking to media outside the parliament, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju accused the opposition MPs of disrupting the proceedings of Lok Sabha.
"We had folded our hands and requested the Congress even yesterday, saying that the discussion on the budget has already begun. Names have been called out, even Shashi Tharoor's name was announced. Members from different parties have already given their names and are ready to start their budget speeches. But the Congress does not begin the discussion. Every day they come into the well of the house in this manner and create a ruckus."
Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a two-day national conference on tackling cyber-enabled frauds and dismantling the ecosystem in New Delhi this afternoon. On the occasion, Mr. Shah also inaugurated the new cybercrime branch of the Central Bureau of Investigation. He also launched the State Cybercrime Coordination Center dashboard of the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, I4C, under the Ministry of Home Affairs. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah said cybersecurity is now linked to the safety of the country. He said Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, or I4C, has become an important platform against cybercrime. Mr. Shah stressed on the need to spread more awareness about cybersecurity among the countrymen. The Election Commission has issued directions for transfer and posting of officers connected with the conduct of Assembly Elections 2026 in Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and the Union Territory of Puducherry. The terms of these present legislative assemblies are set to expire between May and June this year, prompting preparatory administrative measures by the Commission. The Supreme Court today asked the Centre to ascertain whether there is a nationwide network or state-specific group behind the incidents of children going missing from different parts of the country. It asked the Centre to collate data from all states. The bench was hearing a PIL filed by an NGO that highlighted the rising number of children who remain untraced across several states. In Bangladesh, campaigning for general elections and the accompanying referendum concluded today, ushering in the mandatory 48-hour silence period ahead of voting on Thursday. Meanwhile, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed concern over reports of attacks on journalists and minority community by the military and police ahead of the parliamentary elections in Bangladesh. In the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, United Arab Emirates have set a target of 174 runs for New Zealand in a group stage clash in Chennai. Opting to bat, UAE posted 173 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In the third fixture of the day, Pakistan will face US in Colombo from 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.